Girl, you know what you're giving me right now? And it finally hit me.
Yeah.
Blonde hair, the vampire shirt, the makeup, and the jewelry.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever saw the movie. It's from the 80s, Lost Boys.
No.
The vampire movie from the 80s. Oh, my God. It's like very, like, they were like the biker
sexy
kid. Bad boy.
Bad girl.
Yeah. Bad girl.
Bad girl.
You're the new Donna Summer. You're going to come out with a song. It's called Bad Girls.
Bad Girls. Bad Girl. I'm assuming they were like fly sexy and attractive.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I heard the other day that like blew my mind?
That I'm gorgeous, fly, and stunning?
No. Not really.
Not really. No.
Yeah. No, it was a quote I heard on Instagram and it like.
Is it one of the pink, two in the stink?
Yes. No, you know what? I'm going to eat my dry Belvita. The journey's usually the part you remember anyways.
What?
You haven't seen the video of Miley Cyrus saying that?
You sound like a gremlin right now. What is this voice? What is this quote? Who?
What rock are you living under? You always say to me like how
what
I
rock
don't
am
see things.
I living under?
Girl.
Shall we talk about you?
That's what I mean. How did I possibly see this? And you
and
didn't?
I have not.
It was all over
Wait,
social media.
I feel
media.
Like it sounds familiar.
Yes.
I feel
the
like
the journey is usually the part that you remember anyways.
I can't tell those two people apart.
Girl, that was her real voice.
And usually you look back and the journey was actually the part that was what makes up your life.
What is that voice? What's going on there?
I don't.
Phlegm? Is that phlegm? Mucinex?
Yeah, maybe.
Smoke?
Yeah, chain smoke. Smoking. Absolutely.
Smoke.
Smoke. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Beautiful Unbothered. We are talking about 2024 makeup trends that don't disgust us. Well, some of them are going to.
Now, are these from Harper's Bazaar? Are they from all over? What's the tea here?
We have a little bit of a charcuterie board, a little bit of a poo-poo platter.
Okay, so these are trends from like
Harper's
different
Bazaar, Glamour, and no, I think I scrapped Allure because they were gross. Well, you'll see when we
I'm excited.
Them. And I have to say, some of them were shocking. This is, if you're new here, this is kind of a little series. Normally we do Harper's Bazaar because they're just on Pluto and whoever writes these like actually makes us physically
sick.
Violent. Yeah. And
sick.
I don't know, whatever like little gay intern or makeup girly wrote these this time, because normally they are, we've done summer makeup trends, fall makeup trends. They're just like glowy skin. And then the next time they're like glassy skin. Like they just don't
wet
know.
Skin.
Yeah, wet skin.
Water skin.
Wet skin. Yeah. That was one.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So this time I feel like they actually put a little bit of thought into it. So that was cool. Some of them are still disgust us. Yeah, we're going to do that. And then a little purchaser pass.
And you haven't seen these, so I'm very excited.
No, you haven't seen the trends and I haven't seen the purchaser pass. So this is the first episode we're recording since releasing the sad episode.
Which I will say, I was like nervous. We were talking about it earlier that we were both a little like on the fence of like how that was gonna go, and I think there's something that speaks when we're being so, we have always been so honest, and even though things, when we're being honest about makeup, it's different when we're being honest about our career and our livelihood and things like that.
There's mental health.
There's a vulnerability that comes with that too, that where I felt a little stripped back and I was like, oh God, like
I know, girl,
I don't know if like the world is ready to hear this,
I
that
know.
Like we're putting things out there that, mind you, that is only a fraction of what is going on.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard enough to go through. And then it was hard enough to record it and talk about it. We talked about it all before we recorded. Then we relived it when we recorded it. And then obviously we have an editor, but I had to put the footage together and then send it to the editor. And then I have to proof it. So by the time I was done proofing it, like before I sent it, like and every time I had to rewatch it, it just ruined my mood. Like, and I said to Casey, I was like, I never want to think about this episode again because it was a lot. But then coming to, you're right, I like had a moment where I was like, I don't know, man, because people just don't, unless they get you or understand the intention where you're coming from. That's why, honestly, we don't even like post a lot of podcast shorts, because I'm so tired of like putting clips of this podcast out of context on other platforms. Yep. And then they don't know us, they don't care, and everybody's just gooning to be negative. Everyone loves to be the gotcha person because they, so they just, anything they can pick out negativity when they don't understand the context of the hour-long conversation, it's a lot. But in general, that whole episode, even, it was a little, it was a lot. And I just felt very like, oh God, are people gonna get it? But it speaks volumes of the difference of community building. Like, you guys understand us so well. You were so nice. You were so positive, so encouraging. Yeah. Honestly, just made us feel incredible, like compared to what I always used to tell you when I was like only big for my comedy skits. If I had a bad day, like, girl, people would step over my dead body. They were like, we don't care, be funny. Like, compared to the difference more of this. Yeah, more, comment more on a brand new one because, you know, I'm just supposed to post one on the hour every hour, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
So it was
thinking that this content just magically gets made up, like it's AI generated. Like,
yeah,
this is a lot of work that goes into it. We're taking time out of our days where, you know, having that vulnerable conversation that we aren't even compensated fairly enough for what we do is something that
I know.
I know will change.
Yes.
Because I believe in us. I believe in what we're doing. I believe in everything that we're putting out into the world. But it's unfortunate that there's a population of this industry that doesn't fully believe in what you do unless your numbers are astronomical and don't make sense.
Exactly.
Like how you even get there. So it's just, I mean, we could go on for days about it.
I know.
But we shall not.
Oh, we shall not. But we just wanted to say thank you guys so much for being so amazing about that.
It was so encouraging. And all the DMs and messages and comments were, I was sitting there reading all of them.
Yes.
And I was just looking at them and I was like, really, like it really spoke, like I was almost in tears, like how many of you were so supportive and didn't know. And, you know, it brought to the light and I appreciate that.
Yeah. Especially the one that said, Kevin, start your own channel because I don't like Johnny.
Yeah. That really got me.
This is how people are, guys.
Yeah, yeah. And I was bothered.
And let me tell you. Yeah, first, let me go on record here. Like, we are coworkers, but we are also been friends for 10 years, best friends.
Yeah.
Don't ever DM one of us saying negative about the other person. Because
I'll let you know about it.
We practically live together. And yeah, so that was...
The other person will find out and we will come to your house and sue you.
Yes. So whoever you are.
A cease and desist. Yeah.
Please stop watching.
Yeah. Because that was rude.
Yes. So let's dive into these trends.
Yes,
and
I'm
see,
excited.
Because I pulled a lot. We'll see what we get through. But some of them are very exciting. So
ooh, okay.
Let's go, girl. Let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls.
Girls.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Alrighty, 2024 makeup trends. Up first, this is from Glamour. This is called Translucent Architecture, which, you know, interesting title. And at first I was pissed because I was like, okay, we really are getting creative with
the names.
The ways to say tinted moisturizer. So, but
the ways to say glassy skin.
Girl. It says, having a bit of glow on the skin acts as a subtle element of care, confidence, and elegance, a nod to natural, effortless, and undeniable beauty. But what I loved, it actually, I think Glamour actually was interviewing makeup artists, and the makeup artist was saying, like, use concealer to cover up blemishes and dark circles, keep it minimal, focus on the inner corner for coverage, the outer corner to lift the eye, and then add maybe like a little bit of like liquid bronzers, concealers, mm-hmm. etc., and then set areas that aren't illuminated with a translucent powder. So basically, the way I was reading this, and I have to say, maybe this wasn't their intention, but I'm going to kind of us-ify this, translate it. If what they mean by this is figuring out ways to almost do a lighter base, achieve the same amount of coverage with lighter products, I'm kind of all aboard for that because even me recently, I've been feeling like, oh, we just recorded a video. What I have on. Do you see this? Remember? I told you.
Yes.
This is the Revolution Skin Tint and it is absolutely stunning. And I think my thing in 2024, I agree with this in the sense of like, my goal is to transition into basically just being as light on the complexion as possible.
Okay.
How do you feel?
I mean, I go through waves of like, I definitely will say now I've been very into minimal skin.
Yes.
Like foundations, I'm picking everything like that. Cause back in the day I was like full coverage, everything.
I know.
But now I'm kind of even playing with the fact of doing tinted moisturizers. Like I'm really trying the new, there's a new Kosas tinted moisturizer.
Yes.
The Ilia is like falling back into my rotation. Yep. The Bobbi Brown, the Wet n Wild, all of those. So I really do love this like glassy skin. Now, I will say this photo in particular for the translucent architecture is more, I feel like this is very like Pat McGrath runway makeup because the top lip is more defined with color than the bottom lip.
And that skin is going to last maybe an hour and a half.
Yeah, like the glossy everywhere.
Yeah.
I think just looks a little bit like fresh out of the gym.
Totally.
So I don't know. I think it's gorgeous for editorial, but like every day, like I'm adapting this to doing makeup for every day. I love it. Absolutely. I'm into it. I love this.
How to make that last is my goal. And I will say like so much of my intention.
Take the Freeman's mask with water and then just
a little airbrush. Yeah. A little porcelain doll skin.
Yeah.
No, it's so much about a flawless base with as little as possible, or I should say as little, however you need to construct it based on your skin type to feel as light as possible is like my goal. So
I agree with that. And I think that's, it's attainable. It's just a matter of like finding the right products.
Absolutely.
But I love this trend and I think there's a way to adapt it for every day that looks right on, you have to adapt it to your skin type, tone, everything, texture, everything. Like you got to make sure that the saturation of color always looks right on you.
Because we're almost coming off of what, if you guys watch and listen to us for a while, you know, based on like the summer makeup trends and the fall makeup trends, I feel like we're coming out of the phase of glowy foundations, but all those glowy foundations were like full coverage and medium. They were a lot of them were foundations, and we're getting so many more now really well done skin tints. Because before this, honestly, it was like other, and not excluding tinted moisturizers, what was it? You know, Fenty Skin Tint and Iconic London Skin Tint. Like there wasn't an abundance, and a lot of them were from a lot of higher end brands. You know, like I'm sure Chantecaille has a fucking skin tint, but it's $200.
Yeah, $200 and it gives nothing.
That's what I mean. I'm so excited to start seeing these affordable brands dipping their toes into skin tints. And even in our drugstore video, when you mentioned the Wet n Wild Tinted Hydrator, I was like, I want to use it again. Like, I totally forgot how beautiful that was. And that's my gig.
And they just need more colors of it, too. They never went dark enough with Wet n Wild. Yes. And I feel like a lot of skin tints never go dark enough. Uh-uh. And with this makeup trend in particular, and when I say, like, keep in mind your skin tone and saturation, because on deeper complexions, too, this, like, soft, breathy blush, you can get that with, like, the Makeup by Mario cream blushes. Yes. Like, that kind of, like, creamy.
Yeah.
Set it down with, like, a matte setting spray. And just keep in mind where you get oily throughout the day, don't go so heavy with the shine there.
Yeah.
And almost mattify where needed and just keep your skin in mind.
But absolutely.
Yeah, I'm into this.
All right, next up. This is also from Glamour.
Wow.
This is Holographic Glaze. So basically, holographic.
Okay.
And I'm, girl.
Okay, do you remember there was a big holographic trend when we worked at Sephora together?
Yes.
And I never really liked it because it was all like the white base products with like a shift of purple, a shift of green, a shift of purple, like all those like weird highlighter formulas that just like always looked like there was a white cast and then the color.
Yes.
This is cool.
I know.
This is more, it looks like it's more eye-centric focused, but I also love with this person's hair.
I know.
And the lip and the brow choice, like this is a really cool image too. But yeah, I'm very into like these holographic duochrome. I would almost say, is this holographic? No.
Yes.
Is this duochrome? Yes.
Yes.
So, I mean, holographic makeup, I'm kind of into it. Like, if you bring it, like, why not?
But and I feel like so many brands now have perfected other forms of holographic or duochrome. Mm-hmm. All the liners, liquid liners. Obviously, eyeshadows have always been the gig, but face highlighters. And, like, we're expanding, I think, with the recent innovation of holographic or duochrome things for the eyes beyond powder shadow, like liquid eyeshadows, eyeliners, liquid liners. It gives you a little bit more like this to have, you know, just that like beautiful lavender on the eye and then let this be the star of the show. But it's just such a fun way to have
this
color.
Is beautiful.
I know.
This is really, really cool. Very well done too. Again, more editorial for this, but like this is something I would definitely do.
I would.
I would do this.
Now.
Like I love that.
Next up, we have retro red lips. So
what does that mean? What's a retro red, Johnny? Tell me, go ahead. Let's see. Let's try and dive in. What's a retro red?
Literally choke on one, because I was just going to say to you, what makes a red lip retro? Like, what about a red? Like, red is red. A red lip today is a red lip today. And a red lip back then is a red lip back then. What about, how does one apply a red lip today to make it retro? Because then by definition, unless it's brand new, unless it was invented after a certain amount of time, anything is retro. We're also retro sitting in chairs and we're retro speaking and I'm retro wearing a shirt, like, that doesn't make any, you can't just say retro in front of something.
Are we talking about the formula is retro? The color?
That's what I'm saying.
The lip liner? Is it the shape of the lip? Yeah. Like, what is retro?
I know.
Like, I'm not sure what we're trying to say here. What statement are we making by saying something is a retro red lip?
Yeah.
Are we talking about, is it the shape of the lip? Is it the color of it? Because honestly, this is just Katy Perry wearing a red lip for her play show in Las Vegas for her residency. So, Mama, what's the...
And the web, the glamour.com says, trends tend to cycle, and the red lip is a classic... We've seen trending. It's such.
I'm going to stop you right there. May I?
Old Hollywood.
So I'm going to stop you right there, because can you, that sentence where they said a red lip is what?
Classic.
Before that, a red lip is.
A trend is cyclical.
Yeah.
A red lip. Yeah. Cyclical.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How can something go out of style that is apparently classic and never goes out of style? And you're saying it's back in style.
It's a trend. But it's also classic.
And it hasn't gone away, but it's also bad.
Hold on. I know, girl. Like, this is where they write, shut up. Like,
I know. That did something to me.
And nothing aggravates me more than this kind of a thing, because it's also like an omission of, like, red lips, first of all, have not gone anywhere.
Have
like,
not moved.
Ask Charlotte Tilbury, because she's coming out with 10 every year. And if it... is always being made and people are wearing it, and then you say it's a trend all of a sudden, it's very, gives me the ick of like, okay, last year Regina George said red lipstick wasn't in, but now we say it's cool to wear red lipstick.
This was weird last year, and now all of a sudden they're like, but we're doing it.
That's what I mean. To me, and I feel like dissecting even our analysis of these trends now after all these episodes, I consider a trend to be something new, whether it be a literally holographic liner, like a new product or a new whatever, or a new technique being introduced to their audience.
Yeah.
Not, we say this is cool now. Fuck you, who were you? You know what I mean?
Because
don't take something that's existed for 1,000 years and say, we say it's okay to wear a red lip now.
Yeah, because where...
Let's see your makeup.
Yeah, because I'm just confused, because are we saying that red is such a statement that we don't wear this but once a year on Valentine's Day?
That's what I mean.
Like, I'm just confused. Or red is something that, oh, no, don't touch her. She's too bold.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a hooker color.
Like, who are you to say something that's been around for 1,000 years is all of... And exactly what you said. You're not specifying any difference in application. You're not showing us a technique. You're not showing us a new product. You're not showing us a new formula. You're just saying... Oh, thank you, Heather, for giving us permission to wear red lips now.
Because
that pisses me off.
Yeah, there's no way, shape, or form that red, specifically a red lip, can be redone. We've come out with every color, formula, saturation, everything.
Exactly.
Everything has been done with red.
Let's rewind to when all those formulas came out, like House Labs, where it was this amazing introduction of these leather, vinyl, shiny lips that somehow dried down, still stayed shiny and didn't transfer. If you added that as a trend and said
vinyl
red lips, or even to include
done.
Red, because you're the trend is the element of that formula.
The vinyl red lip.
That's the introduction of something new, the formula.
Yeah.
But don't tell me what...
Because even I would have...
Abbott Elementary, have a good one. Have a good day. Don't tell me what kind of day to have.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what... Like,
if this said retro matte red lips, I would have been like,
give me anything.
Retro matte. Yes. Finally. Oh, but Mac would sue them because of retro matte or whatever.
And I don't know. Maybe include a photo of somebody that is, I don't know, like retro. Give me Marilyn Monroe. How did Marilyn Monroe wear her red? What kind of a product did she use? Be specific. Like, this could not be lazier.
Yeah. So I'm just, I'm not into it.
Okay. So this next one is called, also by Glamour. This is called AI-inspired blush. I read the article. I don't know what they're talking about AI.
AI.
So don't even bother with that. Basically, what this means, if you're not looking at the video episode, heavy blush, where we're talking what you may have heard as draping, which basically it is, we're talking from the temple. It could even be brought in with the eye look, brought in a very, a heavy application, a saturated heavy application.
Because this really does connect to her eye makeup and everything. And this is really beautiful. Really ties in the look.
Again, even with a little bit of that holographic highlighter on the nose in this photo, I love. Because that holographic highlighter, it's clearly a white base, but it's pulling the holographic element of that pinky purple to tie in with it. This makeup is stunning.
I love this.
And
this
mama,
really cool.
If you watch us on the beauty channel, blush.
Blush is my favorite.
A girl, we just every, I'm so into blush right now.
I'm so into Voguing right now.
I mean, even I have a House Labs blush, like just all the sunburn thing. I love blush.
Me too. So this this is a trend that, yes, this to me is a trend.
Yes.
This is something the AI inspired, again, like you said, ignore that. But this flush of color throughout the eye, like very saturated again to the temple. I love doing blush up to my temples and really wrapping it. Mm-hmm. So this is very cool. I love the way this is done. This is beautiful.
Every time I see something like this, I just have the I have so many housewives clips in my head of what we talk about all the time. Ramona being like, I can't, like yelling. And then I say to you all the time, Bethany saying, well, go to sleep. And then when I read something like this, like AI inspired flush, I go to NeNe Leakes of, well, whatever that means. I think in housewife memes.
You think of housewife gifts.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, whatever that means.
Yeah.
And the other one, did you see the clip of her saying she's like coming for Cynthia or whatever. They're on a trolley or whatever. She's like, well, listen, glasses.
Like, I love that.
So fucking funny.
Yeah. Because the glasses might be ugly or it's like you didn't read them all day. And it's like, listen up, shirt. Shirt. God, it's my shirt.
That's
what's wrong
why
with my
it's
shirt?
The best read because you're not being specific. You're planting you said, a seed up, of shirt. Doubt.
Yeah.
They don't know how you feel about what you're pointing out. And it's a seed that grows.
Yeah, what because you're like, what about my shirt? Is it ugly? Is it stunning?
Is she
jealous?
It is the most brilliant genius. Way to read somebody. Yeah. If someone's at like bothering you, just do that. Just be like, okay, pants.
Yeah.
And walk away. You'll ruin their day. Absolutely. I'm obsessed. Yes.
Love that.
Oh, okay. Next up we have, next up we have blackberry lips. Girl.
Okay. So I have mixed feelings on this one. I love the idea of the lip color.
Not retro blackberry though. This is modern blackberry.
This is the blackberry.
This is the blackberry.
The blackberry phone. Yeah.
Nokia. Yeah.
Oh God. I miss that blackberry phone.
I never had one.
Oh,
I know.
Fierce mama BBM. What's your pin?
Rich.
Yeah.
I never had it.
I do love the saturation. If you're not watching the video episode, which you should. Hello, Mary, you're missing out. This is a very saturated, rich, deep, berry, borderline black lip. Mm-hmm. This is so beautiful. I absolutely love this. I've been so into these colors again lately. Oh. But I will say, like, blackberry lips, like, did we not have enough of black honey?
That's and why
are we just like because if we're not giving this full saturation of this color, because again, I want to point something out, this during the summer of last year was called a weird lip. So now all of a sudden, who are you to now say it's on trend to do blackberry lips, but this was weird not even a year ago?
Well, because now they're used to it. Charlotte, who works at Glamour, isn't afraid of it anymore, so it's not weird. Now it's just a blackberry lip.
She was walking through New York, the streets of New York, and saw somebody with it, and she goes, wow, cool.
Exactly. It's now it's not weird anymore because they've been introduced to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But they won't wear it.
No.
Still weird.
I know, girl.
That's
the irony. It's like the people that write these articles
would never wear this makeup.
If we put that lip on them, they would be a shaking in the chair, panicked. Panicked. Yeah. I know they would never do it. Love lips like this.
Me too.
I rarely wear a red because it's the same reason I don't wear pinks, and I like have a weird psychology around it. Again, either nude, like hooker nude, or mama wants blood red, blackberry, brown. I love that vibe.
Until I do your makeup and put a hot pink on you.
This is making me want to put the House Labs on that.
Oh,
shaker.
The atomic shake. Well, I wish that one was more pigmented because it was layer.
Streaky deaky. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
but this is stunning. I do love this, and I'm into the color. It's just why are we? And the only problem I have with this is that calling this a trend when literally over the summer, this past summer in 2023, we called this a weird lip.
Yes, I know. So. And again, it goes back to the why of it all. Why?
Why? Yeah, why is
this? What about, okay, these have been around forever. Why is this a trend? Why? Yeah. Just don't tell me I can wear this now. Give me a reason. With the blush, it was it's a technique that's resurfacing.
I would have liked to see Blackberry makeup have a super rich berry blush with a berry eye and this dark lip. Then I'm into it.
Exactly. Call it Blackberry makeup because that takes more explanation, which is why they can't do that.
Yeah, doing that color, but different saturations how to tie that all in. Over the face.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
Then somebody's going to say, I'm doing this dark of a lip. What do I do everywhere
this
else?
This is the same thing as saying that 2024 makeup trend is mascara.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
I'm surprised that's not in here.
Like, that's thank you for allowing us to use this product.
Yeah. Like, they're like, eyeliner is in.
I'm yeah, like, shut up. Okay. So next up, this is from Glamour. Okay, this says I see red.
And like, this is E-Y-E.
E-Y-E-I.
I see nothing.
I see nothing.
I see no red. Is the red in the room with us right now?
Totally.
So is the red here?
I had to read this one. And basically it says, don't be afraid of red eye makeup. In fact, I don't know whatever makeup artist they're talking about. Basically says there's so many red tone liners available. On Lily, I used something no one's heard of. It probably that costs $55 for a fresh take on the look. Keep the color just on the upper lash line and add a wing for fun. Okay, let's talk about this, people. If you have been a Johnny Ross follower for quite a while, you know I do love red eye makeup. I think it is definitely underrepresented. There is a way to do red, and there is a way to not do red.
I don't see
and the
red.
Way to not do red. Is this. In a manner that will make you look very sick, very quick. If we just do red liner, like a little pencil, like tucked in our waterlines, people may jump aback from you in line at the bank thinking that you have conjunctivitis
or
a pink eye. Like it can look very...
The zombie apocalypse is starting.
That's what I'm saying, girl. Like if you watched our Grammys and Golden Globes recap, we talked all about the importance of a waterline because even someone with makeup on who has a nude, naked waterline, nothing on it, and that waterline is red can make them look so tired and even aged. Don't be telling people to put red in their... Mama. Without really explaining red. That's a tough
because here's the red thing. I love red eye makeup. But again, like you're saying, there's such a way to do it where like Marc Jacobs used to have the red liner.
Yeah.
I would smoke that out as the base and then go in with browns, coppers,
yes.
Red shimmers. Purposefully place this so it's not just the only thing on the eye because, mama, it makes you look sickly.
Because when you do red eye makeup, you need people to realize that red is there intentionally. If we're quietly tucking it in the lashes like a whisper,
something's
you're
gonna
look
wrong.
Sick. Yeah, mama. Yeah. Like people are gonna look at you like, what?
Do you
want to
get
seeing?
Sent home from work?
Yes. It can't. And what a big. We can't even go into why red and Blackberry lips are a trend. And then we push Babe Ruth out of the way and take the biggest goddamn swing I've ever seen of red eye makeup. And you don't even explain it to people.
Ironically, this is making me see red more now.
Yes. X-nay this. I do not consider this a trend at all. Okay. Next up, we have undertone eye shadow. And let me tell you, I again had to read the description. This is from Glamour. We have a model here with very nice clean skin and blue eyeliner all the way around the eye. I had to read the description because I could not figure out if I had a gun to my head what the hell they were talking about. And the verdict for me is that whoever wrote this doesn't know what undertone means.
Do they think she has a blue undertone?
Girl, I don't know. Because I'm reading it and I'm looking for why we use the word undertone. Nowhere in the description of this trend did we articulate based on her skin tone, the undertone of her skin, why the blue for her. It literally basically just said, don't be afraid of bright colors. So I don't understand what undertone means. And my verdict is that they don't know what it means.
Because the wow. I don't know what to do with this information, calling it undertone.
I don't get it.
I was going to say, if it has anything to do with wrapping the color in from the dress, how it's almost like a very fraction of her dress. It seems like it's outlined in the same blue with like, it looks like a white shoulder, whatever.
Tying that in.
Tying it into your eye makeup, sure.
Again, incorporating tones from the dress.
But undertone is speaking on skin tone. she does not have a blue undertone. Yeah. So why are we calling it undertone makeup?
I don't get it. Undertone eyeshadow.
And her eyeshadow is cobalt blue.
And the eyeshadow is liner. Like, so that's it's not so eyeshadow.
Is she from the land of Avatar?
Girl, I don't. Because you like, know that's blue. Liner. That's it's, not eyeshadow. Like, I don't understand.
And mind you, it's a gorgeous look. What are we...
What about this is...
What are we saying
2024 here? Trend? I don't...
Because we've been doing this.
Like...
Undertone eyeshadow. Again, it's very tone deaf, if you will.
I agree. The only ones from Glamour are going to be the translucent architecture, the light skin, the holographic...
The blush.
Draped blush. Wear whatever fucking lips you want. And that was the only things I would say would be the
trend-worthy.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Alrighty, we are back with more trends, and these are from Harper's Bazaar Girl. Okay, so first up is peach fuzz. As you can see, the model, we very much have these peachy tones in the skin, the lips, the blush, and this is basically based on the Pantone color of the year,
which is peach fuzz.
So they basically were saying that we're just going to see a big pop of this Pantone color of the year in makeup, which I love.
I love peach everything.
That's the blush I'm wearing.
Yeah.
which is this from House Labs?
Peach Pomelo or Pomelo Peach.
The Pomelo Peach, yeah. Obsessed. Yes, I agree. I love that bringing it in.
And I even, now correct me if I'm wrong, it almost looks like between her brows, and this is more of an editorial thing, that it almost looks like yellow.
Yes, it is.
So I'm into this, like, marrying yellow with the peach, how we did it. Yeah.
With Pat McGrath.
Yeah, with the Pat McGrath makeup that we did, which, go watch it.
Yeah.
But I'm really into that. I love this idea of this peachy kind of flush coming back and bringing in that yellow tone to it as well. I think is very cool. I'm into this, and get creative, get a little bit daring, because this is a great example of it. Having that yellow in the center of the brows like that.
I know.
So cool.
So
I absolutely love this. I would have liked to see a little bit more saturation either in the cheek or the lip for this particular look for peach. I'm into this peach fuzz.
Like, yeah. And if it took peach fuzz being the Pantone color of the year for the editorial world to think it was okay to wear this in makeup, it is what it is. Welcome to the party. But I feel like we've been doing peach looks.
Like, I love those.
But now it's the Pantone color of the year.
So now it's trending, and I'm not
Regina George said it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a new outlook on injectables. And I was like, okay, so like, are we going to stop maybe shaming people for like getting Botox or something? I didn't know. But reading the article, basically, there's much excitement in the dermatologist world about SkinVive by Juvederm. Basically, what it is a... injectable, kind of like Botox, but it's a micro droplet injection approved in the US that replenishes skin's hydration without changing the shape or volume of the cheek. It's basically injectable moisturizer.
I know somebody that got this done and gets it done.
Okay.
And mama, perfect skin.
Yeah.
Glassy all the time.
Wow.
Controls and almost combats dryness, oiliness, and really evens out your skin again to it being like
balanced from the inside. Yeah.
Girl.
I know. So that I thought was super cool.
I'm into that. I mean, listen.
Again,
if you can afford it and you want to do it, do it up.
Yeah, it says the downtime is minimal. Post-treatment skincare options for this and other procedures. With the rise of medispas, we will see an uptick in aftercare product segment?
Aftercare products. So like products to keep up with the results, I'm guessing. Because even like, so there's the PTR, the new serum. It literally says on there, it's like
Peter Thomas Roth.
Yeah. Peter, sorry. What did I say?
PTR. You were speaking makeup artist lingo.
I'm so sorry. So Peter Thomas Roth.
I was just
came
translating
out
if they didn't know.
he redid the peptide, like the skin injection serum and moisturizer. I'm forgetting the name, but I bought the serum because allegedly when you go and get this done, like I've never had any like injectables before, but it says when you use this serum, it almost upkeeps your results of getting injections. So that would be in a perfect product.
Yeah.
And I think it's like $55, $65 for the serum. And it's not bad at all, but it says to use after injections and then post, it actually maintains your results. Is something funny to you?
Yes. Okay. So I was thinking, I have two thoughts in my head. One, yes, this is very new. And I feel like also the fact that it's like only approved in the United States is a little bit more of a red flag because we have no
standard.
So I would say, yeah, I would definitely look into this and like definitely maybe let other people do it first. Because yeah, I almost am just curious because does it get absorbed into the skin? Is it like, does it disperse? Is it something artificial like a Botox that is, you know, like I would want to kind of figure out what's going on behind the scenes.
And
there.
I love that it says it doesn't change the volume or the shape of the cheeks. So it's interesting. Is this only in the cheeks?
Exactly. That's
or in
what
cheeks
I mean.
And forehead. Yeah.
And then I started laughing, thinking of when we worked at Sephora. We worked with a shout out, Rosie. The dog next door needs to calm the fuck down.
They really need to chill.
Yeah, chill. Shout out to Rosie, who we used to work with, my favorite person in the world. Do you remember the time back in this was like years ago, they came out with like the essential oil vaping pens or whatever. And it was like a big deal, it like took over Instagram, whatever. And a bunch of us were in the break room talking about it. And we were like, oh my God, that's so cool, whatever. Like, because one was like for anxiety and this, you know, those like things, like a vape pen, but it was like, this calmed you down. This one helped you focus, whatever. And I was like, oh, that's very, very interesting. Cause they hadn't like introduced that. And someone was like all excited saying they were going to get it. And she goes, Rosie goes, she's like, wait a minute. She's like, you know, let other people do it. Let other people. And they like didn't understand. They were like, why? Like, whatever. And she's like, because she's like, let's not be the first ones to die from this. Like, and I never thought about stuff like this in that way. And it always stuck with me.
That is so Rosie coded. To be like,
she's like, let's not be the first ones to die from
finger
this.
Finger out. Let's not be the first ones.
To die. Yeah.
Listen.
Looking at you like you're an idiot. Yeah. Which we were.
Listen. Yeah. Yeah. And then she's like, what do you mean?
Yeah. What? Just disgust in that. And it was so.
She's like, explain that to me.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love her.
So now I always think about things like this where I have that voice in my head for the rest of my life going like, let's not be the first ones to die from this. Yeah. Let's figure out, let's not be the guinea pig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
God.
Okay, next up is Beyond Body Lotions. So basically this is featuring, which I did receive this in PR. This is from Kapari. This is the Retinol, Ultra Renewal Retinol Body Cream. And basically what this is saying, Beyond Body Lotions, is a lot of brands are starting to, I mean they have, but it's not really been popular, which so I guess that's why it's a trend in this article, introducing body creams with more active ingredients that are going to start, because we kind of do neglect the body. I mean, we neglect the neck half the time. People don't even really think about the importance of that. So I got this and there was the regular body moisturizer and then the retinol body cream. I love these from Kapari. And I just think it's kind of cool to start bringing to the forefront the idea of kind of taking care of the skin on your body as much as you do your face.
Yeah.
So I was very, right? Harper's Bazaar.
I will say I did feel this and I do love it.
Yeah.
And I do think that.
And
yeah,
it doesn't need to be Kapari.
I mean, I think it is very smart to have. And I mean, kudos to Harper's for coming out with this because this is actually something that's like, would I call this a trend?
No.
It shouldn't be a trend because trends shouldn't go away if it's care.
trend, drinking water.
Yeah, like drinking water, doing self-care, body care.
Exactly.
I do think this is something, coming from more mainstream products like retinols for the face and then now kind of taking that down to the face and to your body, caring for it the same so you're not like 25-year-old face, 50-year-old body.
Exactly.
You know, like I kind of love that. So I do, and I have been using products with retinol on my body and things that are resurfacing. And there's so many brands out there. Like I forget the one that's like the Be Tight cream.
Yeah.
That there's like creams for like stretch marks and Be Tight. So I do love that. That's awesome. But trend, I don't know, but cool product.
All right. Next up, we have peptides and proteins. So it was super interesting with this, even when we had James Welsh on and he was talking about Rhodes skincare. And he said, I know. And he said he gave Hailey Bieber credit in the sense that, like, okay, it's a celebrity skincare line, whatever. But he was basically saying she didn't invent peptides, but she kind of did bring peptides to the
forefront,
the collective consciousness. She made it peptides a trend, the way we're talking about body care.
Well, the way that peptides and proteins, pills and potions.
Yes.
Yeah. First thing I thought of. Peptides and proteins, I mean, it's been in moisturizers and skincare and lip products for ages.
Yes.
So now that it's become, again, this is not something that's a trend. This is something that is a staple in your routine if you want anti-aging ingredients. I guess, yes. Is she educating people on what peptides do? Fine.
I know.
Sure. But this isn't a trend. This isn't, like, why are we calling peptides a trend?
We need, and you would think for a literary publication, they would understand the meaning of words a little bit better. Because I think we need to call up Harper's Bazaar, Allure,
the people with
Glamour,
the English degrees,
with the English
don't
degrees,
understand.
Taking our jobs in beauty. We need to call them and explain to them that what a trend is versus
a
an introduction to introducing something that has been around for decades that is just now getting popularized is not the same as a trend. A trend is something that comes and goes. It's bell bottoms. It's Farrah Fawcett hair. It's not water. It's not moisturizer. Like,
no,
that's not a trend.
I'm not like, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
What about peptides and
proteins?
Thank you, because that word is escaping me every chance it can.
Yeah.
What about that was trend setting?
That's so surprising because you're so used to getting protein.
I love protein.
It's too far.
What, chicken?
Yeah, chicken.
Just a big fat.
I know, girl.
Chicken.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like, what about these ingredients, retinol, peptides, proteins? What are we saying here?
Yes.
What are we saying? That that hasn't been around? So it wasn't a trend before, but now it is, but it's going to go away again.
I know.
This goes back to the red lip. Something that has been around, if it hasn't gone away, how is it coming back?
So anyway, there needs to be a separate article of like trends, like blush draping, because that may not be around for the next year or whatever the case is. But then there needs to be a separate article of like, I don't even know what word I would give it.
I would say
it.
Like beauty. Must know ingredients. The ingredients in your skincare to look out for.
Yes.
Like ingredients that are should be top of mind. 25 and over, you should be using peptides, proteins, and retinol. Check out these products.
Kind of like a how-to or introduction to things
what
people
may not
peptides?
Know. What are proteins? What do they do for the skin? What does retinol do for the skin? How often should you use these things? Can you use them together?
Yeah.
There needs to be more information other than just saying, oh, Rhodes skincare has peptides.
Trend. Yeah. Trend.
Yeah. Like
totally. Next up, and I have to say I love this one a lot, but again, not a trend. It is Nice and Niche is the name of it. And basically what it means is, and I'm obsessed with this, it is we're seeing an uptick in brands in general, entire brands and brands making certain products that are not one size fits all. They're breaking up into very specific categories. And we talked about this, I think, in when we were talking about maybe like when we criticized like Laura Mercier coming out with trying or Smashbox making a primer or a setting powder that they say for
Universal.
20 years works for everybody, does everything. It blurs, it sets, it's good for dry skin, it's good for oily skin. And now all of a sudden we come out with a subsect of that powder for dry skin, that powder for oily skin, that powder that blurs. Okay, so you were lying about the first one. It didn't really do everything. And we gave credit to one size, ironically, one size. Yeah, ironically, that he has never, Patrick Starr has never tried to pass off a product as a works for everyone.
As a one size
fits all. As a one size fits all product. He's always been transparent that this is good for oily skin. This is good for dry skin.
Yeah.
And we say we love that because stop trying to fucking say that your foundation is glowy, natural, and matte. No, it isn't.
Guerlain.
This, and I love, and it basically referenced that Naomi Watts is apparently coming out with a skincare line, which may warrant you to roll your eyes. But I have to say, girl, Stripes is the name of the brand. It is a skincare line specifically catered to women going through menopause.
Really?
That is brilliant. Like, thank you, Naomi. Like, that thought, that's what I'm waiting for with the future of beauty. Enough with the all-in-one bullshit. We have the accessibility, the technology, and everything nowadays to go more specific, but everyone wants the almighty global dollar of the elf putty primer works on everybody. No, it fucking doesn't.
No.
Make something for people individually instead of trying to pass everything off as an all-in-one. And I think that is just very exciting. The same as the brand, oh God, I'm going to butcher it. Edam?
I think they're in Sephora.
Edam?
Yeah.
E-A-D-E-M.
Yeah.
Skincare, which is also specifically designed for melanated skin. Darker skin. Love that. Like that. So I love this trend because we say it all the time. I'm so tired of the all-in-one bullshit and I want more specificity.
And that's why I actually really love, because I think that brand Edam Skincare is actually on in certain Sephora doors. And if you go into a Sephora, go to the trending at Sephora skincare wall where there's like, it's almost like this random block because there's a lot of brands there that, yes, that will care, like cater to, you know, a brand like Naomi Watts' Stripes catering to menopause or you'll see brands designated for melanated skin, for darker skin, for concerns of like pigmentation that these serums aren't working if you already have melanated skin. Like there are brands that really cater to specific skincare concerns. Topicals is one black owned brand that she came out with products that she was having, you know, issues with that she came out with these products and they're groundbreaking.
Yep.
But again, this is a great place to go in Sephora where everything feels so mass produced.
Exactly.
And this is like, oh, this moisturizer is for everyone. No. Go to this wall. Check out these specific lines
because
these are where the hits are in Sephora.
Absolutely.
So, and because they do have, I know they have the Edam skincare in Sephora, certain Sephoras.
Yeah. I just love the way they described it. I know.
I like that. That's really good.
As consumer preferences diversify, we are observing a rise in niche product segments catering to specific tastes, needs, cultural preferences, gender experiences, and lifestyles. Mm-hmm. I love that. Niche down, baby. Niche down.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie, Smokey. The journey's usually the part you remember anyways.
You know who you sound like? Beetlejuice.
Doing
her.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, guys, that was the, and I had to say, right, I will say overall.
The trends are kind of exciting.
Yes, and
they're
trends,
more.
But by far.
The actual trends.
We'll put it this way, by far, some of the most well-intentioned, insightful, and actually thought-provoking lists created by these publications we've seen ever.
We'll check back in the spring and summer and let you know what they say then.
When they take this article and just synonym it for the rest of the
year.
And
I can't wait to see Weird Lips out.
Minimal lip. No lipstick.
No lipstick. Yeah. No lip. Cut your lips off.
Yeah. Oh my God. So that was our 2024 makeup trends. And now we're going to dive into purchase or pass.
All right.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, so first
it's your
up,
party. Cry so if you want to.
We have the e.l.f. Here we go. The e.l.f. click stick, lipstick, lip slick, oil slick, gloss slick.
I love that from that video. What do we do? The drugstore. You read the name of the lip liner.
People thought I was kidding.
I know.
That was the actual name.
I know.
That was horrible.
Yes.
Lip click, oil slick, lip.
Slicks, gulp, goop, gulp.
Not the gulp. 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
So these are basically the e.l.f. click sticks thingies. I got two shades in PR because e.l.f.'s, they can't afford to send them all. They're poor. They only had 9 Super Bowl commercials. They're not turning a profit. So we could only send me 2 shades. So I wish I could have been able to like make a video. I'm not going out and buying these. I'm sorry. So like e.l.f. has enough free fucking promotion. The color they sent was not the gig. It was like an everything and nothing. And they sent the clear. I will say this. Yeah, just that in general, the clear out of everything. It feels arousing.
Yeah.
Like between Tarte. The Tarte ones of this, off the table to me. I'm not buying $22 click stick. I don't know. I don't get that hype. So to me, now it comes down between the e.l.f. and the NYX click sticks. The e.l.f. feel more hydrating to me.
Okay.
But what do you think?
Okay, so color assortment definitely goes to NYX.
Better, yes.
Feeling wise, e.l.f. is great, but honestly, I'm going to buy the NYX ones because these, the color story, mama.
What
am I doing?
What is this?
And these colors are not how they look in person either.
That concealer one on the end, mama, that is in real life as dark as the one closest to the camera.
It's dark peach when you get it.
Peach fuzz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just
there
not
might even
into
be
these.
A pube in it. Yeah. A lap full of taco meat. Was that too lewd?
Yeah, I'm just, I hate this.
Yeah, I don't know, girl.
I would pass on these and yeah, buy the NYX.
The NYX. Because did you wear the NYX in that video? Or you had the NYX pink. On the pink. Yeah. Everyone was freaking out about
when in the Golden Globes.
Kris Jenner.
Yeah, I was Kris Jenner.
Guys, we didn't include that in the video. I think it was like B-roll footage after the fact. You looked at yourself for the first time. You're like, bitch, I look like Kris Jenner. And yeah. I was
in that tweed coat.
Crying. Yes.
I
so the pigment.
Mama Jer.
Totally. The pigment was unreal in those. I'd go with NYX.
Yeah, and they're much better.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the Glow Recipe Watermelon Niacinamide Hue Drops, not Dew Drops.
Yes.
In the shade Sun Glow. So these are now going to rival all the bronzing formulas. Yeah. I will say, I have seen these be applied and I've seen people wear them in person with no other makeup. And my God, is it stunning.
Really?
Girl, this is going to hit the shelves and be gone because somebody, I forget the name of the creator, that her video went viral. Glow Recipe sent these to her to try.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know what these are, but we're going to talk about them.
Yes.
And it was not supposed to be talked about.
Oh,
and
you're right.
She was not supposed to bring this up, but then it went viral and people were like, oh my God, what is that? Because she put it on and it looks stunning. Now there is one color, very similar to the Drunk Elephant Deep Bronzy, where there is one color of the bronzing. So it works for all. Again, one size fits all, kind of always shady. But this is something that gives
it's
you that
so sheer,
dewy, bronzy skin. And it is the dewdrop formula with a little bit of bronze. I want to try this so bad because I do love Glow Recipe, but this is so exciting to me.
Nice. Yeah. And I mean, it's great. I don't know. How do you think this is the niacinamide?
The dewdrop formula.
So how would you, skincare wise, how does this rival Drunk Elephant?
So yeah, this rivals the Drunk Elephant debronzy. So I would say you could use this as like kind of the similar way you would use the dewdrops from Glow Recipe. You would put this either as like a primer and mix it into something more of like your hydrating step. I wouldn't use this as a serum. I would use this mix in a moisturizer or as like a primer for makeup.
Yeah. Are there any ingredients in the deep bronzy, the Drunk Elephant?
It's peptides.
Okay.
Peptides and cocoa extract. So I don't know what the cocoa extract
really does. Yeah.
But I know the peptides are firming.
Okay.
So I really
and
do enjoy
niacinamide more is for that brightening
evening
situation.
Out the tone. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Where your peptides are going to be, I mean, they do that as well, but peptides are going to be great anti-aging, et cetera. So
yeah,
exciting.
I'm excited for this.
I love Glow Recipe. So I think this is pretty cool.
Okay. So next up we have have we not seen these enough? These are the
I need to see these fucking things one more time.
It is the milk cooling jelly water stick things that everyone is now squishing with their finger because they're actual like jelly textures, I guess. And they stain the lip, stain the cheek.
On our on the therapy episode, when I talked about AI generated robot people shoving the same product in, this is exact. I need to see these. And of course, I wasn't on the train. I didn't get these for milk because, again, no one wants to work with me. Every fucking influencer I have ever known since the dawn of time talked about these for two weeks. It's not that serious.
Every
girl.
Ad I opened up on
it's
Instagram,
not that
it was
serious.
My first, second, or third ad every time I opened up Instagram.
And to be honest with you, shows you how, like, I didn't watch one. So I don't know what these do. Like, what's the finish?
So it's stains,
where do these go?
It stains your cheek and lip.
Okay, so I would assume if you're putting this on the cheek, you're not putting this over powdered skin, correct?
I would hope not.
Yeah, so this is basically a cheap Florence by Mills. Well, how is this any different than a Florence by Mills pH blush?
That's what this is.
And everyone on social media acting just because of the texture, content creators are so desperate for anything mildly different. That just because these were clear and gelatinous, feel like see-through, I said translucent and gelatinous.
Gelatinous, yeah.
We needed to talk about these. Like, we reinvented the fucking wheel. You know what? Every single person that promoted this, like it was Leonardo da Vinci just rose from the dead. I want to chain this to you legally, to your wrist, for the next year. And mark my words, not one beauty content creator will touch these again after their thing. Not one of them will ever use these again.
No.
After they made you all run out and buy them.
So would you purchase or pass these?
Purchase. Pass with a capital P.
Yeah.
Girl. Agreed. No.
Next up. I know. I'm so sorry.
I wasn't expecting this level of homophobia today.
I'm really sorry. But yeah. It needs to get talked about.
Yeah.
I mean.
So we talked about these on that episode as well. Two episodes ago. These are So Juvia's Place came out with liquid blushes. Then they did amazing. They're gorgeous. They came out with liquid highlighters. They were a mess, oily, everything. They quietly pulled them off shelves. Dumped half the bottle out and put blush in the other half. And now they don't want to waste all the money they spent on that formula. So we basically just combined the highlighters that flopped with the blushes that did very well and came out with blush lighters. So they're glowy versions of their blush.
It's literally glowy versions of the blush.
The blush.
Because it's the same blush shades, but then it's like that, like girl, blush lily glow.
We dumped the bottle out. Yeah. Well, mark my words, I almost want to buy one because I want to chip away at this packaging. There's a Velvetizer label under there. You know, if I scratch
this. They Gorilla Glued the sticker.
Girl,
so
that gold highlighter label's underneath there.
Yeah. Oh my God. Did you ever see Scooby-Doo?
Honestly, they could have just replaced the caps.
The Scooby-Doo movie. Do you remember the old one back in the day when she's scraping the wall? And finds the message underneath and she goes, what are you doing in my kitchen?
Yeah.
This bitch scraping the label off the wall.
But I will say I have seen a bunch of people review these and
but if they're oily, like those highlighters?
I don't think they are. That's why, because I think they distilled, they mixed it. They had this big batch of highlighter formula that didn't sell. And they probably, I'm not kidding, it's probably 25% highlighter, 75% blush, and the blush was so good, that formula was so great,
it just dilutes
it dilutes it and makes it more manageable. And you figure people who want a glowy blush really are going to have dry skin, so it's not going to be as much of a problem with that oil from the highlighting formula in it. And I've seen people review it, they look beautiful, and especially in general, if you have deeper, like medium to deeper dark skin, these Juvia's Place blushes are stunning. So I'm trying to think of a glowy liquid blush drugstore alternative. And even though the e.l.f. look glowy in photos, they're definitely not as glowy as these. So I don't know. If it's your gig, I would say honestly more for darker, deeper skin purchase if it's your gig.
But I'm going to pass on these. Yeah. I think it's unnecessary.
Because
you can take their liquid blush and mix it with liquid highlighter to make a glowy blush. So you're going to make me go out and buy the same color with glow.
That's very
true. I'll take the same color. Add my own glow, and
that's very true, because you're right. My thing about this is like, why would you not want the matte ones that you can make glow or wear matte, opposed to buying this and then you're stuck with the glow? You can't.
Or if I want a glowy blush, I want it to be glowy. I don't want it to be shimmery. So I'm going to add nice in my dewdrops from Glow Recipe, add a fraction of that in there, and give me dewy blush rather than shimmer blush.
And the fact that they pulled the highlighters and then came out with these, there's something shady about this launch. You know what? Yeah. Pass for me too. I agree with you. Pass. Yeah. Buy the mattes from Juvia's Place. They're amazing. And add your own shimmer.
Okay. Next up. I don't know what order we are. Okay.
Did you not want this one?
No, we're in an upswing. Okay. I thought it was going to be another bad one. I was like, Johnny can't take
girl,
this.
Yeah, girl.
So this is the new Make Up Forever HD Skin Hydro Glow.
Yeah.
So we were both wearing this the other day. I am so impressed.
Were we? Did we film with this? This is what we had on in the Grammys last week.
Yes. Yeah.
And did we say it? I don't know. I don't remember.
I think we said we were going to talk about it in another video.
Okay.
I don't know. I forget.
Who knows? Yeah.
But honestly, this wore beautifully. I have it on now.
Do you?
I have it on now and I absolutely love it.
I mean, it looks stunning, stunning on you.
And I powdered it and everything. And it's no matter what I do to it, I love it.
And I will say this, guys, you have never heard this out of my mouth before. I don't know. Kevin got me excited, like the way, because you were having a bad skin day when we started that day. And everything you were putting on was not it. And no. we were, and I think you might have went in and exfoliated or did some, I don't know. But long story short, that was.
I tried two or three foundations before this.
Because girl, we have, there's, so, I'm going to make a short about it soon. It's a month and a half into 2024 and we've had 15 new foundation launches. Like there's too many. Like,
yeah.
And out of all of them, this was really kind of exciting us when we were yeah. playing around with it so much so that I put it on, which to me was like, you know, I was asking for trouble having combination oily skin. This is the first foundation with the word glow on it that I put on. Stunning.
It looks so good on you.
Stunning.
It looks so good.
I gotta say, because out of all the foundation so far, I'm wearing the Revolution Skin Tint, which I also think is stunning. That I would say is beautiful for this light coverage, like literally second skin, mature skin. The Laura Mercier, very quickly, we talked about the Laura Mercier. I have come to a decision that is a very oil-based foundation. It is very nice, but the Rare Beauty foundation is exactly the same, and I think the Rare Beauty wears better. So that's that. Then the other two standouts for the year are this and About Face. And what yes. would you say? I personally, why I love the About Face so much is the way it looks over texture. Like people same. With acne and stuff, like if you're looking for, and we're not talking spackle full coverage. We're talking a normal foundation that breathes, that is hydrating, that is gorgeous.
I would pick that over this.
Over, you would. Okay. Yeah. Because of that attribute.
Yeah.
I agree. 100%.
I agree. Because I could build up the About Face and areas and layer it more, where this, I don't think that I would personally want to put so much of this on, because the About Face looks more of like satin skin, where this is more dewy, glowy. And
okay.
I don't love layering this. I've tried to layer it more. Like yeah. I wore it the other day and I was like, oh, it's okay. Like, but I think one application and it's kind of a done deal.
Yes.
Where like the About Face, I can really go in and I God. Love it.
It is not, I know. Okay. So then.
This is still a purchase for me. I love this.
Why though?
I do like the option to look more glowy than About Face. About Face is more
okay,
satiny.
That's what I was waiting for.
I like this for more of a glow, and this is 86% skincare, so it really is going to hydrate you more.
Like About Face, which they oh, really are true. The contenders, oh, man. But no, damn. I think you're right in this. Okay, because basically my new thing, I'm so tired of others watching my contemporary content creators talk about like a foundation comes out, they love it, it is beautiful, and then another one comes out a month later and they also say it's beautiful. And I'm like, okay, well, what am I buying here? What that right. one or this one? You got to have a number one. There's three things a foundation can do, either for dry skin, oily skin, mature skin. If you like two foundations for mature skin, you like one better than the other, and they're looking for suggestions. So I'm always going to start referring back to other ones we've said are the holy grail. But I was looking for the point of differentiation, and I agree with you. This does have more of that beautiful glow than About Face as a natural finish. So if yeah. you have dry skin with no acne or less acne than someone who would consider themselves acneic, I agree with you. I would get this if you enjoy that radiance and that glow. Yeah.
Exactly.
Totally.
Next up. You have these on you.
That's what I have on.
The House Labs, the PhD yes. lip glazes. So
we went through a bit of a, you want to talk about the journey we went through?
I want to talk about the journey, and I feel I'm not changing my opinions, thoughts, and concerns about this product uh-huh. because this shade range is despicable.
Pitiful. I know.
Get away from me with these everything and nothing colors. We're, again, here we are coming out with these drab colors.
Yeah.
And then a half pink that barely shows up. And then one that kind of just looks like your lip color, but better. They're
That's
nice.
I'm wearing guava.
But can I tell you something?
It's my lips. Yeah.
It's not groundbreaking.
No.
It feels wonderful. It feels nice, but it doesn't last all day.
No.
I put it on maybe three times within an hour.
I'm putting a lot on because the feel dissipates very quickly.
So what are we doing here?
I know.
And then, I don't know, to put this in the same category as like the PhD lip oil thing, like, so it doesn't change the pigment in your lip. So no. It's not the pH. So take this out of your category.
Yes.
So it's not changing or adapting the color.
The Lipstick Lesbians explained this brilliantly because it is a hybrid. And basically she was explaining, Alexis was saying that it is the next generation of all these lip oils and everything we're seeing, where this is a lip oil. It is also a lip balm for hydration. It does have that element of pH, but balancing for the lips as far as hydration goes. And then it is also a tinted gloss. So we're getting the hydration of the oil, the balm, the color of the lip gloss. So it is a little bit oomph, but you're totally right.
But this is House Labs. Where are
the colors? I know.
Because we have the eye paints in every color, and that got me excited. But then the old glosses from House Labs, and I mean, we'll dive more into that probably in our Gaga episode.
Yes.
That I feel like House Labs isn't taking a risk anymore because they've gone so mainstream.
Yes.
Because now that we're in Sephora's and we're in a mass market, rather than it being an e-commerce brand.
Fenty Beauty. It's doing the same thing. Yeah. Now that it's, you know, now that everyone approves, now we're not going to be artistic
anymore.
Can't take
big swings. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's only a matter of time before, you know, we see all these trends of color coming back in, but it's like these brands that are so easily accessible aren't even coming out with things that are exciting.
I know.
And for House Labs, they used to have amazing colored glosses, purples, pinks, a black, brown. Like there were so many cool, like silver, gold, blue. If I were to look at these colors, I would be like, okay, that one's Beth, Susan, Mary,
Lisa,
Joanne,
Caitlin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call me Joanne.
Lynn.
I had to. Inside joke.
Inside joke.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, mama.
These could be garbage, but I am having a visceral reaction.
I am so excited. These are the Rem Beauty.
Okay.
So these are like, I forget the name of these, but they're the Velvet Blushes, Velvet Bronzers. And there is a part two to this that I couldn't include, but it's in the next slide.
Okay.
Part of this collection. I am floored by this collection.
Wow. Yeah.
Seeing them swatched on the arm too, I didn't include it, but it's on trend move. But honestly, these are full pigment. My point to that saying the arm swatches were full pigment. The bronzer shades are stunning.
Okay.
The bronzer shades got me excited.
Sorry.
Care to share something with the class?
Yeah.
The blushes are absolutely stunning. This lighter pink and this brighter pink are beautiful.
Of course.
The lighter pink is calling my name. The lighter peach I want. The texture looks amazing. It reminds me of the House Labs bronzer formula where they're velvety. So it looks like it has shimmer, but it's not shimmery. It almost just has a skin-like sheen.
Yes.
Oh, God. These are so good.
Yeah.
So for the blushes, it's $20.
Okay.
Bronzer, $25.
Oh, yeah. Then they had a hydrating setting spray.
That's the next part.
Oh, okay.
$26. The hydrating setting spray. I liked this, that it was different than the calming mist that they have that's like greenish blue. I like that this is...
essential oil suspended in water.
Yeah, because I like that this is actually, they're calling this a hydrating setting spray. So I'm curious to see what this does for the skin. You know, fine, whatever. But I'm more excited for the blushes.
The blush
bronzers.
And bronzer.
That's really where my mind is at. I don't need the brushes. I'm sure, whatever. Her other brushes were great.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to try her blush and bronzer.
I think that ombre blush set is the two pinks and the bag. Because see how that's a section of the photos?
Oh, you know what? You are a smart cookie.
Because ombre.
The bag wasn't...
And you're ombreing the light into the dark pink.
That makes a lot of sense. That's really cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I almost, as God is my witness, I almost went to Ulta yesterday and bought these. I was like, I'm dying to try them. Yeah.
I really, really, really want these.
Yeah.
So like I'm awesome. On the edge of my seat. Purchase. All right, so we have the new Good Apple KVD Duo Blushes and then Duo Contour and Bronzer. Did you hear me?
I heard you. And
contour and bronzer.
Girl.
Contour?
What in the fucking orange nonsense? I, as God is my witness, I have been seeing...
Contour.
Photos of these fucking things popping up on Instagram. And we're talking not just this. I'm talking every angle, angle, lighting... This is Dijon honey mustard poured in a pan. These things are so orange and yellow, and the deep shades are red. What?
And they
is
don't even
this?
Go dark enough to contour. Can we talk about that top contour and bronzer shade, middle one?
Yeah.
Bright orange as a bronzer,
gray,
and then dead gray skin.
Yeah.
As
and then
the
one next to it is concealer and
muddy concealer.
Muddy concealer and. More of like a blush, like a peach blush. And then the neck, the one all the way over on the other side of the dead gray is
concealer,
terracotta blush, and a brown chocolate ice cream. And then all the three dark shades are so ready orange
that they're not even contour shades.
Who would contour with that?
I would love to see these in person because what are we doing?
Who picked these colors?
I give KVD credit for the blush shades coming out with like these duo blushes, but what are these colors together doing?
Girl, I don't know.
So why do we have a bright, beautiful coral with a dead peach?
I know.
This is a peach that went rotten in the supermarket.
Totally.
With a bright coral.
I don't get it, girl. And they honestly, a couple, I don't know when this was. This was so many episodes ago. They stole our idea of, remember I was saying the NARS Laguna cream? Yes. And I literally had my prototype stolen by the, and I said I want a cream bronzer on one side and a cream contour on the other.
Yeah. Well, there's still time because they failed.
Yeah. Ain't so no NARS, one buying this.
Get to it. Yeah.
Girl.
This is so
pass.
Girl, what are we doing?
Horrible.
Okay, we have the new Kosas BB Burst Tinted Gel Cream, I guess, you know, tinted moisturizer.
Yeah.
Saw this in the store the other day.
Yeah.
Why I didn't buy it is beyond me. It is incredible.
Girl, I've been seeing really good things.
I am, the shade range is, the colors are so right. And for Kosas usually has boo-boo yellow shades across the board.
Mama. Yes.
Cool tones and neutrals, who? It's all yellow.
Yeah.
It is yellow like the cat, mama. It is Simpsons across the board. This product, I clap it up for Kosas because they really did that.
And I thought, too, I think I looked up, it has a natural finish.
Yes.
Which, that's my thing. It's like, we've seen these before. We've seen skin tints. We've seen tinted things. We've seen tinted moisturizers, whatever. But that kind of wave trend last year of this, any skin tint, everything was glowy, glowy, glowy.
Oh, pause.
Yes.
It is glowy. It says natural, but it stays kind of dewy looking.
Okay, but you know, I would still give it a try. Because it's the same as like what I recommended. Yes. And as what I recommended in the drugstore starter kit of the Maybelline tinted serum is radiant. No, it isn't. Like,
and I will say this hydrates, so it's not like there's no shimmer.
That's what I'm saying, girl. I'm talking last year, the swatches you could see the shimmer in. So this year, I feel like we're getting a balance where it still has the healthiness, but it's not glow. It's not, everyone was just putting Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter in their tints.
This is the opposite of that. This is the glow is from how hydrating this is, but it powders down very nicely.
And the fact that this is a gel-based product for oily skin, I have high hopes. So as of right now, I would say the newest, like lightest, beautiful skin tint, this revolution is turning me out, but I am going to wait to almost like give my stamp on this one until I try this.
Yeah. And feeling it the other day, I don't know why I didn't purchase it. And I think this is $32.
Okay.
So not crazy. It's not a huge bottle of it. So I will say the price point is a little crazy. For 32, I would maybe say
it's not a standard 1 ounce.
I think it is. And I know it is. And that's what's crazy is that I think it's the packaging that's so deceiving.
I know.
I would say maybe I would charge $28 for this. Like, go a little more fair with it. But $32, not terrible. A few dollars more than I would pay for it. But honestly, it's beautiful.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
Last but not least, we have the Rode Skincare Phone Case that retails for $35 and it holds your Peptide Rode Lip Balm.
Very suggestive. Is it giving vagina to you? Like,
the comment section was wild.
Okay.
The comment section was this phone case needs to chill.
Yeah. Like, it came up and I've seen this, but I don't know why, looking at it on our monitor right now, I'm like, oh my. Like,
I think Robert Welsh talked about this
of
too.
Of course.
And then he was like,
did you see him too? Talk about, mama, we got to cut him a check. We uploaded our exposing our therapy episode. An hour after our episode went live, he uploads
the Charlotte Tilbury PR.
Reacting to the Charlotte Tilbury stunt.
Yeah.
And everybody in our comment section was saying, you guys were saying, like, oh my God. It was a full day of us and Robert reading people to filth. Everyone was like, between this and Robert, you guys are like, they were dying. I was laughing. Yeah.
And I mean, well, it was Robert or James talking about this.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we talked to James about this, and I forget if it was Robert or James that said they had an Instagram story, and I was over there cracking up because they were like, I could just imagine like putting my phone down and it's like wobbling because of the lip balm.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh God, it's like suggestive, but like, and yes, I'm buying it.
Yeah.
But like, and I love the idea of
me
this.
Me too.
But mama.
I know.
What's to stop my lip balm from sliding out of this?
I know.
And also too,
well, it's probably silicone-y. Like, it probably does have a give to it, so when it pops in.
It's like a flashlight. You slided it.
This way?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. It probably does hold very well because you probably can't pull it through unless it could slide out. I don't know. Let me say this. I give her a lot of credit for the idea of this because I think we are living in a time where people are getting so much more conscious about, okay, wearing my SPF, I need my like lip balm, something that's going to help me, whatever the case is. And it's like, I do love the idea of unifying, okay, what's in our hand 24 hours a day? Our phone. So it is cool. I think it's innovative, but you know, it's like the first of its kind in any way that it's going to miss the mark.
I would say the only thing I would like to change about this is A, if I have the Rode Skincare, the essence of the brand, you know, the brand image is gray. I want it to match my lip balm color.
Work.
So have like a nude phone case, a pink one, a red, and a brown.
Give it to me on the side?
Yeah.
No, not on the side, because I don't know. With if I'm buttons. Using my phone, I don't want to hold it.
But in the back, I mean, it's almost like my phone case is like kind of wavy. So I guess like having something back there really doesn't bother me.
I don't know. Like, I don't hate it.
I think it's just funny.
It is. It's interesting. Yeah.
But I mean, kudos.
Yeah.
Because honestly,
I give her credit.
But $35 for a phone case is a little.
Okay.
Unless it's coming with a lip balm.
Sisters. Yeah, does it? No.
No.
No. Yeah, so.
I don't think so.
Alrighty, guys, that is it for a brand new episode of Beautiful and Bothered. Next week is our Gaga episode.
Yes. Oh my God.
So, get ready. we also hear you guys talking about like Patreon stuff and like whatever. We are definitely working on or developing an idea for it, and it was kind of stemmed from the Gaga concept because we pulled you guys on the community posts here on YouTube about questions for the Gaga episode, because when we started to think about what we were going to talk about, we could talk about one song for 2 hours.
Yeah.
So, but that got us thinking, like, now that you guys have, this has gotten bigger and better and, like, developed a relationship, if we did do kind of a Patreon thing, there's so many ideas of, like, niche going down rabbit holes of, like, dissecting every single Gaga album, every single look, or even other artists and other makeup stuff that really are too much for the podcast, which we try to always keep as kind of a poo-poo platter sampling. So we're playing around with that idea. So stay tuned for that.
And also we would get copyrighted on YouTube playing her music. So if we were listening
to songs,
we could do
reactions.
And listening to a song and showing you guys what we think, because versus demos and everything, there are demos versus actuals that we've gone back and forth with very specific songs. And I'm like, why was this changed?
We could do a whole Patreon episode of unreleased songs.
Oh.
God.
I
have like 30 Gaga
rub
unreleased songs.
Rub that glitter and grease.
Go round, rub that glitter.
And she put those two fingers up and she said, Mr. Miyagi, wax on, wax off. I said,
ooh. Oh.
Am I turned on?
Two in the grease, one in the glitter.
Yeah.
Grease and glitter. Anyway, thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube for your video episode one day early on Sundays. Subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review over there because we are almost at, I think, almost like 850 5-star reviews on Spotify. Mama.
Work. Keep going, please.
Yeah, and not a single sponsor. So that being said, keep reviewing on Spotify, especially Spotify and Apple Podcasts, because we're so close to 1,000 on Spotify. Wherever you are, we hope you are happy, safe, and healthy. And remember,
you are beautiful.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you next week.
See you. Paragraph scene.
Wanna bump,
left on red.
You want to bump mics?
Yeah.